You guys have been out for several days now. We kind of know the lay of the land already about why you're out, why the strike is going on. I'm wondering now about this vote to continue the strike and what it would take for the strike to be over. What kind of concessions are you looking for from the university? Would you allow them to meet you halfway?
I'm not sure what halfway means. What we're looking for is recognition of the union. So the union, right now, a supermajority of graduate workers are in the union, of people who voted in the union vote, almost 98%, voted yes to strike. So we want recognition of the union. And again, it's what people said in those listening sessions. It's the number one request, and it's the way that we will be able to address the broad range of issues that we have raised as graduate workers up to this point, but also future issues that come up.
You run a risk every day, according to some legal experts, that you could be fired by the university. Do you think that university eventually, if you do continue the strike, will say enough and fire some people?
This is a legal strike. We are legally allowed per Indiana law and per federal law to strike. And again, obviously the hope is that the administration will continue to abide by the law, in not busting, union busting. I think it would be a terrible, terrible precedent for IU to become the first university to fire a graduate worker. Again, no graduate worker across the U.S. Who has struck for better working conditions has been permanently fired or permanently lost wages. And so IU, I think, certainly does not want to be the first institution to claim that. That's would be a dark mark on this administration and a dark mark on the university.
I know of some classes that have been canceled because graduate students and graduate assistants are not able to participate in the academic process right now while striking. What about those classes and what about those students right now who are kind of seeing some detriment from it?
Again, the IU administration has had the power in their hands this entire time to prevent a strike, to stop a strike. We have tried repeatedly with this. The strike was not at all the first move. This is the culmination of more than 3 years of asking the administration to act meaningfully on the issues that we have raised to them and the issues that, undergraduates on campus, that faculty on campus, that staff on campus, that Bloomington community members, that local political leadership, state political leadership have brought forward and said, this needs to be addressed. We see that IU undergraduate tuition is going up. We see that enrollments are increasing. We see that the IU endowment is at an all-time high of, multi-billion dollar endowment. How come the only people whose salaries are going up are the few select members of the upper administration? And those are rising, exponentially, while the instructors in the classroom, that money is not going towards instruction. And so again, that's really the emphasis here is we just want to see the money that is being raised by IU and is purportedly for education actually going back into the classroom towards the educators who are in those classrooms, teaching classes, leading labs, doing mentorship, doing office hours, doing grading, all of that work.
Do you see this as a possible benefit to the people right now who are full-time employees?
Could you repeat that question?
You mentioned that you saw salaries going up only for administration and not in the academic part. Do you think this strike could also benefit people who are full-time professors?
Oh, I certainly hope so. I mean, I think that all of us see. So we had really great comments from faculty members last week who said, they are able to do their research because of graduate workers. They are able to teach because of graduate workers. And so, yes, when graduate workers are supported at IU in a meaningful way, it's better for everybody, especially for the undergrads in our classrooms, because, again, we want to be in there giving absolutely 100%. And it's not like, it's not a question of whether or not we can give 100% when we have to work. 2-3 side jobs. We just can't. You cannot. When you are struggling to make a living wage, when you are struggling to pay rent, and you don't have all, you can't put all of your attention and time into the classroom, that's not a good experience for the undergraduates. It's not the experience they deserve, and it's not the experience that they're paying tuition money for and taking out loans, and that their families are paying tuition money for.
Any progress in talking with the administration so far?
So, you know, we've been disappointed that the administration has continued to say that they, you know, they will refuse to talk to us, but they now are announcing they're going to put together their own task force. And I would just say that's really, really disrespectful. When you already have a supermajority of graduate workers on campus, for the administration to say, we're going to start our own task force on graduate issues, even though they've come to these listening sessions and said, and they keep saying, well, we had these listening sessions. And here's what we said at the listening session. Overwhelmingly, people said, we want you to recognize our union. We want you to improve graduate education and graduate work on campus by recognizing the union, by working with us towards these issues. So for them to ignore all of that and then say, we're going to make our own task force, which they announced this morning. I mean, it's just disingenuous, and it's too bad. And again, I remain hopeful that they, and we all remain hopeful, that they will come in and allow us to stop striking, and that they will have a real honest conversation with us about a pathway towards recognizing the union.